I was a very bad slut today. When I misbehave, Goddess is forced to punish me. When I'm a well-behaved whore, Mistress beats me because she enjoys hurting her possessions. She spits on my worthless body, tells me I'm nothing but a piece of meat, a thing only good for giving and receiving pain. Goddess beat me today. I deserved no mercy, and she gave none. I can still feel every strike now, hours later. I lay on this cold cement floor in my chains, and I can feel tears well up as I remember. I don't cry because of the searing pain in my flesh. I cry because I know I displeased my mistress. She whipped me raw and told me I'm worthless, and I could only agree. Every day, it is my duty to clean mistress's boots. She sits on her throne and holds the leash attached to my collar. The steel and leather is tight around my neck. Goddess told me my collar is her hand. Her fingers are on my throat, reminding me that I am her property. Mistress yanks on my lead and points to her boots. I lower my head to the toe and begin to clean. Long licks, from toe to thigh, over and over again until my tongue is coarse and rough. But I don't dare stop until the leather glistens with saliva and mistress is satisfied. Then Goddess lifts her boot and my tongue goes to the bottom. My mouth fills with the taste of dirt and filth, but as Goddess commands, the slut obeys. My task is nearly complete now. One final step remains. I clean Mistress's boot heel. I suck it clean. I suck it like a cock. Goddess pushes it into my throat, makes me gag on it. She laughs as I try to be a good slut and take it deep. She loves to watch me suck for her. Then I remove Goddess's boots and put them aside. I worship Mistress's bare feet. I rub them, knead them, kiss them. My knees are cracked and raw on the cement as I make Mistress feel good. That's what I'm made for. My only purpose is to give Goddess pleasure. I massage for what seems like hours, then I bathe them with my tongue. I clean every inch of her feet, only stopping when I feel her tug on my leash. Mistress has further use of her slut's tongue now. I bury it inside her, service her deep and hard. I am to worship my goddess's beautiful pussy until she tires of me. I am expected to know just how to make Goddess come over and over. She has trained me to focus solely on her pleasure, to forget about the pain and want in my body. I am for her only. That is how I failed her today. That is how I earned my beating. I didn't mean to do it. My tongue was inside Mistress, where it was made to be. She was moaning and grinding into my mouth, and it has been so long since I've known any pleasure. I couldn't help it. I touched myself. It was only for a moment. My fingers just barely on flesh. I needed it, but it was wrong. Mistress was right to beat me for it. I deserve to be punished. She grabbed a handful of my hair and slapped my face. I could feel it get hot and red where she struck me. Over and over, she slapped my slut face. Told me what a filthy, disobedient bitch I am. Each slap harder and sharper until she pushed me to the ground. I cower there, listening as she walks to her toy chest. I never even have time to brace myself as the first lash hits. It's the whip. Goddess knows how much I hate the whip, but I deserve it. Fire across my back, my ass, my legs. I know my mistress is furious because there is no precision to the strikes. They are wild and savage. My body is a crisscross of dark red welts. I scream, plead, beg forgiveness. I tell her how it will never happen again, how I only live to pleasure and service her. Suddenly, the punishment stops. My head swims and I try to block out the searing pain overwhelming my senses. Now the real punishment begins. Goddess orders me onto my back. She uses her foot to spread my legs. She looks me up and down, tells me how pathetic I am. Then Mistress stares into my eyes. She tells me to come. I know how this will end, but it doesn't matter. My hands are on Goddess's toy in an instant. Mistress smirks at my desperation. She tells me I look like a fucking whore and reminds me I must ask permission to be allowed to come. My fingers fly, trying to rid myself of the constant frustration, if for only a moment. Just a bit of relief. I need it so badly. More than I've needed anything in my life. I bring myself to the edge and beg. Please, Goddess. Please. Let your pathetic whore come. I know that I'm a pathetic, disgusting, little slave. Please, I need it so bad. I'm so desperate to come. Your toy is throbbing. Oh, so much it aches. I'll do anything, Mistress. I just need to come. Please. Please. I want to come for you, Goddess. I need it so bad. Please. Please, Goddess. I beg her. I'm so close. I need it. I want it. My whole body twitches and aches. I beg harder, pleading for mercy, telling her how badly I need to come, how I'll behave her forever, if only she allows this one small thing. She grabs a handful of my hair and yanks me to my knees. Mistress smiles at me for a moment. She brings her lip close to my ear. No, she says. Then she slaps my face harder than before and pushes me to the ground. Mistress leaves me there, broken, beaten, desperate. She knows I'll behave myself tomorrow. I was a very bad slut.